About 10 years ago in Buffalo, True Bethel Baptist Church set up a separate nonprofit called True Community Development Corporation.
Our mission is to provide housing and resources to build up economic wealth as well as make individuals and families self-sufficient.
Janice McKinney, True CDC's executive director, says since closing a Subway restaurant a few years ago, the focus has been on providing affordable housing.
A lot of people have the misconception that people on the east side don't want to own homes, but people do want to own their own homes.
They started with three single-family homes and now have over 100 housing units near True Bethel at a cost of nearly $15 million.
Which is a great investment into this community because you need for people to see that there's value. And if we don't begin to create the value here on the east side, then no one's going to ever see the reason to invest and to keep it to grow, you know, like all the other parts of the city.
The housing's not a revenue generator for the church. McKinney says the goal is to spark growth in the area.
You just got to get that break, you know, for other people to see the value of an investment.
Over on the west side, the First Presbyterian Church of Buffalo also formed a separate nonprofit 10 years ago called One Symphony Circle.
The mission of One Symphony Circle is to assure the ongoing restoration, preservation, and maintenance of the historic structure that's a New York State landmark.
Board Chair Ryan Nadbrook says, like a lot of mainline churches, First Presbyterian has lost members, so maintenance costs are funded by renting space.
And that has been huge for this. We bring in over $100,000 annually in rental revenue from tenants that occupy space in the building.
Nadbrook says, fortunately, much of the old church remains intact because they were able to repurpose an old parish house.
We've really been blessed to have great organizations come in here that make this model of sustainability work. So you have Houghton College in here. We previously had Lloyd Taco in utilizing our kitchen. We have Explore Buffalo here, who's a cultural tourism organization. And believe it or not, we have another church, and we're not affiliated, and they occupy the entire third floor of that parish house.
Out in Clarence, the rector of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Vicki Zust, says they've been renting space for more than 50 years to the privately held and secular Harris Hill Community Nursery School. Unlike True Bethel and First Presbyterian, Zuss says St. Paul's handles its own affairs.
The rent from the preschool pays about a third of our utility bills, which is nice. It lets us keep the building open to nonprofit community groups. We have AA groups and NA groups who use the building.
St. Paul's also rents to music teachers.
They get studio space that they can afford and a place that their parents know because we have an elementary school right across the street and most of their students are students at the elementary school. And so they know where we are. And it just helps us all be a part of one community.
And Zuss says the church is very careful about its finances.
As a nonprofit, you're not allowed to make any more money renting your space than you spend on maintaining the building. Although it's not an issue, we don't get enough rent to come close to that threshold.
Providing the space, she says, is key to the church's mission.
The value of a church in having buildings is to have meeting space, not just for yourself, but for your community. Otherwise, there's no point in having a building. You just worship wherever you can find space.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.